Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 23rd of November. Sun is in Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, and planets are saying...
Not so much.
Well, why? It's a full moon.
There you go. That's why. These planets believe it is preferable to be crabby than conciliatory, and that it might be a superior idea to filibuster or drone on about your point, spraying supporting statistics every which way the better to get your way, instead of being willing to defer a little here or bend a little there to make something happen. So follow their neither particularly helpful nor productive guidance at your own risk. Seriously, proceeding methodically or approaching the situation definitively will trump losing your temper and diva-ing or devo-ing out. And while the planets admittedly make the prospect of, say, being exceptionally clear about the bits with which you're not entirely delighted, at this juncture, voicing these thoughts unpleasantly likely will not be conducive to resolving the matter, situation, arrangement, etc. So even if you are under pressure, stressed, vexed, whipped, overworked, and underpaid, etc., take a minute from your irritation to appreciate the elements that are working. No, this isn't a motivational advert, just a friendly reminder that concentrating your efforts on moving something doing its best impersonation of a truckload of concrete isn't necessarily the most efficient deployment of your energy.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the full moon.
Sagittarius, Gemini, Cancer, Leo.
And if one's birthday, 23rd of November.
Sure, you may want to tell someone how you feel about their contribution to a relationship or what they can do with their job and so forth. However, since their reaction, "What? How dare you? See ya," could engender hitherto unanticipated life changes on your end, you should probably figure out your bottom line and whether there's with any luck an acceptable compromise prior to issuing any ultimatums.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.